From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. That is a wild boar, and I'm Melissa Block. We often present what we call cute critter stories on this program. This isn't one of them. Rather, this is about radioactive wild pigs in Germany. These wild boars eat mushrooms contaminated by the radioactive fallout from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster of a quarter century ago. Charles Hawley, editor of Spiegel Online International, joins us from Berlin to explain. Charles Hawley, how much of a problem are these wild boars?
Well, the wild boar problem has certainly been growing in recent years. The population has been skyrocketing. The number of wild boars estimated to be around 2.5 million in Germany, and the numbers of those shot by hunters has more than doubled in the last 2 years. So there's certainly a lot of wild boars, and as they multiply, they come into contact with humans more often.
What kind of contact?
Well, there are stories of them bursting into supermarkets. Occasionally, they'll break up a church meeting. Quite often, they'll be causing car accidents, that kind of thing.
And they're radioactive to boot.
Quite a few of them are indeed radioactive, mostly in southern Germany. That was sort of the major fallout zone of the Chernobyl disaster. And so as a result, there's quite a bit of radioactivity still in the ground.
So they're not getting more and more radioactive. It's just that there are more and more boars. Is that it?
Yeah, part of the problem is, yes, there's more and more boars, which accounts for an absolute increase in numbers of radioactive boars. But those who live in the forest particularly are eating mushrooms and truffles. And as the radiation sort of sinks into the earth, the roots of truffles and mushrooms tend to collect them more. So there is actually a slight increase in the amount of radioactivity in mushrooms and truffles in Germany, which accounts for boars in the forest, certainly, becoming more radioactive.
Uh-huh. Well, what is Germany doing about this?
There's not much you can do about it. Certainly the hunters who have a certain responsibility for keeping the boar population down are being compensated by the government for meat they are not able to sell because it's too radioactive.
How popular is wild boar as something to eat in Germany?
It's quite popular. Everyone likes a boar sausage every now and then, and it certainly appears on menus across the country.
And in German, it's called?
Wildschwein.
Wildschwein, I'm thinking, is a wild pig.
Wild pig.
You know, we're talking about the radioactive effects on pigs. I'm wondering about what's known about the radioactive effects on the people in this part of Germany themselves.
Well, it's not so much of a huge danger for people. Generally, radioactivity builds up over time in people. And if you're eating boar every meal that has never been checked for radioactivity, it could be a problem over time. But most people, of course, are not. And so the limits that the government prescribes for radioactivity in foodstuffs are relatively low.
Well, how big of a story is this there in Germany, these radioactive boar on the rampage?
You know, boar are always a story in Germany. the periodic trouble that boar get themselves into make good headlines. The radioactive angle crops up periodically. I noticed that in 2006 there was a brief spate of stories, and this year there have been a number of stories as well. But it certainly hasn't been dominating the news cycle. But people are concerned.
But good employment for you.
Certainly. Yeah.
Charles Hawley, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you very much for your time.
Charles Hawley is editor of Spiegel Online International. That is the English language website of the German news magazine Der Spiegel.